When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Monica Packer from About Progress, and you're listening to The Messy Middle, a monthly series where I share some of my own messy middle so you can see what progress looks like for a real woman in real time. Hello, everyone, and welcome to April. I hope you're like me and really feeling like spring is just around the corner. And it feels so good. When I look back on March, I feel like it was yet again a super fast month. It was just a blur of keeping up with everything we needed to around the home, plus getting a kid scheduled for a tonsillectomy, going out of town, and in the process of going out of town, having to do a lot of work in advance to be able to go out of town, even though I worked while there too. I'll get to that in just a minute. I've also been working on big things for About Progress, things that are coming, and trying and mostly failing to get stuff ready for my garden. So let's share about what's been happening with spring coming around the corner. We actually spent our spring break, which was a week sooner than most people where we live, in Northern California. We went back to our neck of the woods. We used to live in Alameda and then Walnut Creek, California for 13 years combined. My in-laws still live there in the East Bay area. So we went to stay with them. And during that week, Brad woke up at 4:30, I think, a.m. every day to drive to just south of San Francisco to do his job, because that's actually, he still has his job with his San Francisco fund. So he had to work that week. So we just joined him and he drove to his job every day. And I was with the kids and Brad got to leave earlier and come back sooner and then work from home in the afternoon because traffic is really bad. So that's just how they do it there. And we had a good spring break. I did my best to get the kids out. We went to a lot of museums. We went on this beautiful hike to my favorite hike. It's called the Shell Ridge Open Space in the middle of Walnut Creek, which if you live in the Bay Area, you know that they have all these open spaces and it's just basically like pockets of beautiful hills and trails and oftentimes right in the middle of a city. And that's what this open space is. It's a place I used to run a lot of times when we lived there. I'd have a couple running buddies that we would run together a couple times a month and sometimes even a couple times a week together there. So it's so nice to visit that. And we spent a lot of time in those hills during the early days of COVID. So it felt so weird to be back 4 years later at basically the same time of year and roaming the hills with my now 5 kids. And by the way, they are great hikers. We didn't go hiking like at all last year because of the baby. I couldn't get there, even though I got there with all my other babies, but I just couldn't get there. But I was so proud of them. They did a great job, but it just felt so weird. I'm like, wow, it's like I blinked and I fast forwarded to my kids being 4 years older, and just seeing the differences of where they're at was really kind of nice in many ways to see how much they've grown and matured, but also made me feel all those feelings of, you know, just time passing and also the feelings of missing the Bay Area so much. It really was our home and we would have lived there forever if we could have afforded it. And, you know, thanks to COVID, we finally got that boost, or I guess that kick in the pants to go, even though we've been thinking about it for so long. And I'm really happy with our lives in Utah. But every time I go back, I think I'm not alone in feeling, man, I really miss it here. And I wish we could have made it work. And maybe one day we'll be back. We never know. So part of spring break, I actually got a pass to the zoo there just because it was just a little bit more than getting all my kids in there one day. And I'm like, well, we'll be back in the fall and maybe again in the spring again. So we'll be able to go at least one more time, probably two. So we got a pass to the zoo. And then we wanted to go to a couple other places, the Oakland Zoo, just for those who want to know. I love that zoo so much. It's a great zoo. And we wanted to go to some other museums we used to go to all the time when we lived out there. But, you know, that adds up with each person, with all the people in our family. So I actually hijacked something that I used to do. When I lived in the Bay Area, I would get memberships to a museum that then would get me into museums for free in Utah when I would come out to visit. So I reversed that process, and online while I was there, I bought a membership to the Natural History Museum in Salt Lake that would then get me into a bunch of museums for free in the Bay Area. And I just thought I would share that here. This is called the ASTC Passport Program. And I originally heard about it from my friend Jamie Cook from Wander and Scout. When she lived in Boston, she had a pass that would then get her free to lots of other museums in other states. And the way this works is there's like this membership of over 300 children and science museums. And as part of that, if you have a membership to one of them, you can get into all of the others for free, but with two caveats: that the membership that you have has to be, well, let me say this a different way. Wherever you visit and get them for free, it has to be outside of a 90-mile radius range of where you live and where you have your membership. So that meant for me, like, I thought about getting a pass at the museum there so I could get into other museums outside of that state for free. Like, so I could get into my Utah ones for free, but then I couldn't because I live in Utah. And this is by the bird flying, or how the bird flies radius. So it's not like how long it takes, how many miles it takes you to drive. It's like, no, if you're looking at a map and you put a dot on where you live and a dot on where the museum is, and if you draw a straight line, and if that line is like less than 90 miles, then you can't get into that museum for free. So that's why I hijacked that system. And they were fine with me just bringing a printout of the museum pass that I had got online within Utah. So anyway, this is my long way of saying hijack that, because we're actually going to go back to Northern California to visit, and we'll be able to get into all those museums for free again. But also, even though I can't get into the museums free in Utah, that's okay, because that one passing museum, I get to go to that museum all the time now, the Natural History Museum, with my kids. And we already go to Thanksgiving Point a lot. That's another place we have a membership to. And we also have a membership to the Hochul Zoo, which we go to all the time. But now, because of that one pass at that one museum that is in the ASTC Passport Program, I can go to a ton of museums in other states when we go to visit. So we're planning on doing a trip in Southern California, and I've already been looking at museums that we can do there with the kids. It will be really fun. So that's a pro tip. Sign up for the ASTC Passport. And this all just goes to me knowing, oh my goodness, we are going to just hit the ground running every day in the summer. My kids do so much better when they can get out and have an adventure and then come home and rest and read and play outside. They just get along better. They're more malleable. They're not wanting to like watch TV. Like, it just is all better. So, you know, that's basically what we did in March. It was preparing for that spring break. It was going on spring break. And while we were there doing those fun trips, and then in the afternoon, I would try to fit a little work in. And it just went by really quick. And, our drive back, by the way, was some of the scariest driving we've ever had, ever. It snowed so hard over 2 days. We've been breaking up our trips and staying in Winnemucca halfway, and we were so glad we did, because it took so much longer and it was so terrifying. And we have driven through some really bad weather and had really awful things happen to our car. So we're just really glad we made it in one piece. So that's it with that. What's been happening? I'll end with my highs and my lows. My high here is that one of the fun things we were able to do, besides just getting ready for the trip all month, was I took my oldest two kids to Fiddler on the Roof at the Hell Center Theater. Those productions are so incredible. And every time I sit down for a musical production, I feel equal parts thrill and sadness. And the sadness is just like, man, I wish I could do stuff like this. So I really, by the end though, it's like 90% happiness and 10% sadness. And Fiddler on the Roof was so amazing. And it led to really important conversations with my oldest two. They really were able to just catch on to everything and enjoyed it. And I think this is putting on one of my life dreams thing list, is to be able to have season's tickets to Hell Center Theater. And I also love season tickets to the ballet and the symphonies. But one can dream, my friend, right? One can dream. So that was a big high. The low for me Actually, Lowe's. Two things. The first is, you know, we had daylight savings about a week before we left to California, and we were just starting to get used to that. And then we went back an hour to be in California, which was fine, besides our kids having, you know, they just were tired. And then we came back to Utah, and we're just halfway through that first week back. And I just feel like we've been through, like, you know, two rounds of daylight savings, essentially, where we're just trying to get used to sleeping again, and all of our sleep is off. And it's just kind of been, that's been hard. I know that sounds dumb and it's a first world problem, but it's just been like hard to get back on our schedules of going to bed early and waking up early, but we'll get there. It just will take time. It's just kind of frustrating. And another low for me is just a bit more personal. I've just been feeling a lot of anxiety. And I'm trying to think through that a little bit more and try to sort through the roots of where they're coming from. I think it's coming from just having a lot to do and little time to do it, and also things that have big stakes on it, especially with my work and, you know, my kids. So I'm just trying to figure out what that's all about and process things a little bit better and make sure I'm taking care of myself a little better and manage that. But I'm not really quite there yet, I'll be honest with you, but that's something I'm working on. That was what's happening. Our next segment is a DSL update. The DSL stands for the Do Something List. It is a list that changed my life now over 8 years ago and has gone on to change the lives of so many women. You can get a free training at aboutprogress.com/DSL. I feel like it was a minimal month with the Do Something List. Fiddler on the Roof does count as one of our get out and get cultured things. We had an out-of-state adventure, technically, I think, by visiting my in-laws and having lots of fun there. So I'm counting that because that's one of the things, to have some adventures out of state. I did read lots of books, audio books, and one I'll share under Something I'm Loving. And I finished a literal book, actually two like in-hand books. And that's one of my bigger goals or list items on the Do Something List, is to read in-hand books. So I finished two of those. And one of the things on my list is to give bouquets to friends made up of flowers from my own garden. So I bought some seeds for that, and I've decided to not do seedlings, and I'm just going to plant them in the dirt and see what grows. But I'm making plans for that. The coming month, what I want to work on is finalizing my plan for the garden so that I can work on that flower garden especially. And I want to prioritize piano again. I have on my list to learn three new piano songs. I did that last year too, and I learned two. I mostly learned two, and I want to finish learning those two. And I haven't been practicing like at all. And I've realized it's because my now toddler learned how to climb the stairs. And before, I could put something in front of the stairs so he wouldn't be tempted. But now he's just so mobile, he knows how to move things away. And I've got to come up with another way to block off the stairs so that he can be next to me on the floor plane and I practice the piano. So that's what I'm going to be working on with my DSL in April. The next segment is Make It a Habit. This is where I share about habits that are going well and not so well. What's going well right now is reading in the afternoon. Now, I told you earlier that I think last month that this was actually a habit that wasn't going too well. I had wanted to read more and do a spiritual reading. I had a plan to do that after I dropped my kids off from school, but that just wasn't really working very well. So instead, weirdly, I do it during the afternoon rush. And that's because lots of my kids have things to go to, but it typically, either Brad takes one daughter to something that takes a while on Monday afternoon, so I have that time open, or their things are later on in the night. And when my kids come home from school, they all have things to do. And I have things to do, but not quite yet, like making dinner. And I have tons of other things I could be doing, like things downstairs and organizing. But with a toddler, that's just really hard to do. With like a 14-month-old, it's just hard to make sure he's being safe. He just is such a tornado. He makes messes everywhere we go. So I kind of feel like in a holding pattern a little bit. So instead of, you know, getting things done myself, I am in this space of just being able to direct my kids to make sure they're doing their after school chores. And I can sit in the family room and I can read my spiritual text and then a book for a little while after. And sometimes that's just 10 minutes total. And other times it's like 30 minutes, but it's working really, really well. So more days than not, I have been reading in the afternoon and getting my spiritual reading and my own pleasurable reading too. What's not going well is that piano thing I told you about. Now, I told you the conundrum of my baby slash toddler. I don't even know what to call him, about him going up the stairs. So I think once I figure out that, now I just need to come up with a habit, how I'm going to make this a plan. And my mornings are pretty full. So I might just make this more of a weekend habit. I'm just, as I'm sitting here realizing I have a mid-morning habit that I have to do anyway with cleaning the kitchen and I can't attach this onto it. Our mornings just have enough. Afternoons have enough. Maybe this can be a weekend habit. So I've got to come up with a way to make that a weekend habit. I'm going to be thinking on that and I'll get back to you and see what I come up with by next month. Okay, that was it for Make It a Habit. The next segment is what I'm loving lately. To go with this, not on purpose, but kind of, I made the most embarrassing reel ever of me basically using my garden as a runway. Because I bought these gardening overalls and gardening clogs that I can't wait to wear and use while I'm gardening. And I'll link to all of that. And it was supposed to be a funny reel, but these clogs I got for gardening, they're from CV's. And I think I've maybe gotten other shoes. They're kind of like nautical style stuff. Maybe I've gotten some other pair of sneakers from them. Anyway, I got some bright yellow clogs and I bought them for gardening, but I have been wearing them all the time. I'm sure most people think they are hideous, but I kind of like a little bit of hideous. I like a little touch of something weird, and they're just so easy to put on and off, and they're water resistant and all that stuff. So I've just been wearing them like all the time, even when I go to pick up my kids in the afternoons, and just, I don't know, probably doesn't even match my outfits, but I've been loving them. So I'll link to that. The book that I read last month that I've been just thinking about constantly since I read it is Mistakes Were Made But Not By Me. I can't remember the author's names, but this was a book that was recommended by Rosie Card. She's one I've followed online for a long time, and she's recommended this book for forever. I found it so fascinating and really engaging, easy to listen to, and it's all about how all the hoops we jump through subconsciously to justify our actions and also our beliefs. And it all goes back to just how we view ourselves, which is really fascinating. And I don't know, it's really relevant to everything going on in the world and just our human tendencies to just, you know, I think we've all heard of that research, like if it's like cult members. This was actually one of the examples in the book, you know, when they say, oh, the world is going to end by this date. And the research has showed that if you try to prove them wrong and you give them tangible evidence, and even if that day comes and goes and the world doesn't end, the evidence shows that they only buckle down more in their beliefs. And this shares more about why that is the case, which was really fascinating. So again, mistakes were made, but not by me. Other things I'm loving lately. In a more recent episode from my premium show, More Personal, Taylor and I talked all about our skincare recommendations. So I would recommend supporting our work by going to aboutprogress.com/support and signing up to get access to More Personal. And you can listen to all of that. And as part of that, you get a full Google Doc link to all of our recommendations. But I wanted to highlight two here. One Skin's face and eye cream. I have talked about them many times on the podcast because they were a podcast sponsor. And I got a free, you know, round of moisturizer and eye moisturizer from them. And I loved it so much that I have been buying the refills myself. They attack the aging cells, the senescent cells. And I really have noticed a difference in the fine lines around my eyes and around my lips, which I didn't even know was something I was thinking about. They're just really, really good skincare. It's really good for my sensitive skin. It's very light, but also moisturizing. It's not greasy. I really recommend their stuff. We'll link to it. It's not an affiliate link, but if you use the code PROGRESS, you get 15% off, and it also lets them know that you found them through me. So we'll link to that. And the final thing I would say I'm loving is some music. I've been listening to Cowboy Carter and loving it. There are several songs you can't listen to with kids around because of the F word, but I have been loving that album so, so much. Especially Jolene and Blackbird. I just think they're so good. And I've also been loving David Archuleta's latest single, Hell Together. And it's just a really beautiful song and coming from a place of pain that I just feel like I can witness for him. And I love the song so much. Okay, what I'm loving lately is done. Now let's do On My Mind. Some surface level things on my mind are just wanting to plan some things better. I need to plan my garden. I also am needing to plan a trip that we're going to be taking late August, early September. I've mentioned this before that Brad gets a 4-week sabbatical for being at his job for 5 years, but that was 2 years ago that he met that. But we were going to take those 4 weeks in 2-week segments. And the first two of, weeks of those, of that 4-week total segment, we were going to try to trade spaces with someone in New York City or Hawaii or somewhere cool. And we just can't make that work. So sadly, we don't get to do the first part. And hopefully we'll be able to do that next summer. It's just too expensive for our family to have accommodations for that long, like anywhere. So we're not doing that, because we're going to instead prioritize just those 2 weeks. We're probably not going to go anywhere else in June, July, and most of August, but we are going to go to Southern California. My in-laws are so kindly taking us to Disneyland, so that's covered. And then from there, we're going to spend some time in at the beach and Brad's old stomping grounds when he grew up in LA before he moved to Northern California. And then we're going to go to Monterey and then Yosemite for 2 weeks. So I'm wanting to plan that. That's kind of on my mind. And what else is on my mind is just knowing that in order to better help with my anxiety, I know that I need to prioritize sleep as my number one habit. And I'm actually going to do a whole growth spurt on that soon for you. I am really looking forward to the summer and having some downtime with my kids. I think I mentioned that we're planning on taking 7 or 8 weeks off to play encores, but my premium show will still be going. So that's kind of all on my mind, just like all these working, all the different pieces of puzzles I'm trying to put together and things I'm trying to look forward to, but also that involves some preparation and work. So those are things that are on my mind. And the final segment is about progress's progress. This is where I'm going to share a supporter update and a review of the month. The supporter model for our work is where it's like crowdsourcing, but with lots of benefits. So you get access to so many things, including my premium podcast, More Personal, if you're at the Bestie or Ride or Die level. We also have an online community, and I'm soon going to be planning in-person events for the people who are supporters, which is really fun, and some more extra online events. Like, we'll have a book club in late August or early September. So right now we have 118 supporters, which is so phenomenal. My goal by June is to get to 200, and that's the halfway mark to our costs being covered on the show. And just so you know, if you haven't heard about this, it's our Make It Big or Break It year with the podcast. If I can't get my costs covered just from the people who, this community who are listening, and benefits are so good, by the way, this isn't just a charity model. This is a win-win model. But if I can't get there, then this work will have to end. But I think we're getting to the, you know, just even getting to that halfway mark will feel like a big sigh of relief for me to know, like, I think we're going to make it. So I'm holding on to this phrase that I heard on a Peloton workout on my bike, and it's, she's not done yet. So I have that up on my whiteboard where I also keep track of how many people we have. And I just try to remind myself of that every time I see it, like, I'm not done yet. It's going to be okay. So that's where we're at. And we have some fun stuff coming, including some office hours for the supporters where I can answer your most pressing questions for yourself. And let's go to the review of the month. This was left by Essie Lesser. And she said, quote, I'm so grateful for the inspiration and practical tools Monica shares in her podcast. They've been life-changing for me and have given me so much joy in my everyday life. Thank you so much, Monica. You are a light. Thank you so much, Essie. If you are listening to this and you hear that I shared your review, please email me at hello@aboutprogress.com, and I'd love to send you a little thank you gift. My friends, thank you so much for listening to these messy middles. They are messy. You can tell they're not scripted. They are outlined, but you know, you just go with the flow and you get what you get. And it's also fun to connect with you in these ways. And I hear it's one of those things that you like hearing the most of just what's going on in our lives. So thank you so much again for listening. And I hope this gives you the courage to lean into your own messy middle today.